Philippine Voice News, the Global Link.
Energy experts say Mamba Energy Plant shut down for maintenance necessary. Government urged to be flexible in promoting freedom of expression. And cholera outbreak hits refugee camps hard in Sudan. With the main news, I'm Chimba Chiloba. Energy expert Boniface Zulu says the maintenance works to be done on the Mamba Energy Plant will prevent any damage to the turbines and ensure no disruption to power supply. Mamba Energy Limited announced that it will have scheduled maintenance works on its two thermal power generation units, with the first unit shutting down on 17th to 31st August, while the second will be from 7th to 21st September 2025. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Zulu stressed that these maintenance are required to maintain the plant's efficiency levels for generation capacity. Mr. Zulu emphasized the need for adequate funding as a way to facilitate the diversification of energy sources. It will have an impact on the nation's energy security. However, it is a normal operation and a move in the right direction to safeguard the national grid, said Mr. Zulu.
Due to the fact that we had sufficient energy and generation capacity, so that wasn't thought when Mamba Quarries goes on a maintenance. So right now, as it stands, because of the fact that we are having load shedding and Mamba Quarries is one of our lifeline support generation, which of course will have an impact on our country's energy security. But however, these are normal maintenance operations that are required to safeguard the entire grid.
The Lusaka City Council, LCC, has warned the public against open urination and defecation in public places, saying this practice poses serious health risks to the community. Open urination and defecation can lead to environmental contamination and increase the risk of diseases such as cholera, typhoid, and diarrhea. LCC Public Relations Manager Tola Mwamba says violators will face penalties including fines of up to 1,000 kwacha as stipulated in the Public Health Act Cap 295 and Statutory Instrument No. 12 of 2018 of the Laws of Zambia. Residents must utilize available sanitation facilities and report any instances of open urination and defecation to relevant authorities, said Ms. Mwamba in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Ms. Mwamba advised that this collective effort will help promote hygiene, protect public health, and keep Lusaka clean and healthy. The council urged all residents to adhere to hygiene regulations and contribute to a better environment. Operation Young Vote OIV Director Guest Nirenda has called on the government to adopt a more flexible approach in promoting freedom of expression, stressing that doing so would enhance good governance and foster greater citizen participation. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Nirenda expressed concern that current cyber laws, including the Data Protection Act and the Cyber Security Act, are overly restrictive and infringe on citizens' rights to freely express themselves. He emphasized the need for the government to allow more room for open dialogue and to approach the implementation of these laws with sensitivity and inclusivity. There should be flexibility in how these laws are applied and in how the public is sensitized. This would allow for more divergent views to be heard, views that can add real value to our democratic processes, Mr. Nirenda said. He further stressed that while laws are necessary to maintain order, but should not undermine citizens' rights to participate fully in national affairs.
The laws that we currently have regarding the cyber security and the data protection, but also the cyber crimes law, they are quite detrimental on the fight, on the issue to do with people's freedom of expression. Now, if you are going to promote good governance, but also if you are going to have a society that is democratic, these laws must, first of all, in the way they exist, must be fair.
Over 19,625 people have benefited from the Cash for Work CFW program, across Nalolo District since the inception of the program in August last year. Last month, government released 2,127,157 kwacha to Nalolo District to continue implementing the CFW program, which was initially scheduled to come to an end on June 30, 2025. In a statement issued to RCV News in Osaka today, Nalolo Town Council Public Relations Officer Batison Kandimba said from August last year to date, government has disbursed a total of 14,912,953 kwacha to Nalolo District for the implementation of the program. Mr. Kandimba said out of the over 14 million kwacha received under the program in Nalolo District, a total of 11,775,000 kwacha has directly been paid out to 19,625 individuals, while the balance was spent under administrative component. The local authority has expressed happiness that the implementation of the CFW program is going on smoothly across the district and are up to date with payments for the beneficiaries. The council has since urged all the ward development committees to collaborate effectively with the data entry clerks to ensure timely submission of correct data to the planning department at the council for onward submission to the Department of Finance to process payment for the beneficiaries on time.
A total of 19,625 people have benefited from the Cash for Work program across Nalolo District since the inception of the program in August last year to date. Among the public works done under the Cash for Work program in Nalolo District includes clearing and expansion of canals to enhance agricultural activities in communities, road maintenance, construction and adaptation of temples, classrooms and staff houses at public schools, and clearing of drainages and garbage collection.
In African news, the UN warned on Friday that a cholera outbreak is threatening the lives of refugees from Sudan's Darfur region while basic resources run short. In Iridimi camp in Chad, many refugees don't have access to sanitation and clean water, putting them at a high risk for contracting cholera. The World Health Organization said that the waterborne disease is a fast-developing and highly contagious infection that causes diarrhea and leads to severe dehydration and possible death within hours when not treated. Coming up shortly, Mexico rejects Trump's reported military plan against drug cartels. This and more, stay tuned.
Malaria is the leading cause of illness and death in Zambia, especially among children under 5. However, malaria is preventable with measures to avoid mosquito bites, such as the use of insecticide-treated nets, indoor residual house spraying, intermittent preventive treatment, and environmental management.
Prevent malaria. Protect your family from death.
Mid-Crescent West News, your global link.
Another rest of the news. Mexico has said U.S. military would not be entering its territory following reports that President Donald Trump had directed the Pentagon to target Latin American drug cartels. The New York Times reported on Friday that Trump had secretly signed a directive to begin using military force on foreign soil. In a statement to the BBC, the White House did not address the directive, but say that Trump's top priority is protecting the homeland. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. Energy expert Boniface Zulu says the maintenance works to be done on the Mamba Energy Plant will prevent any damage to the turbines and ensure no disruption to power supply. Operation Young Vote OIV Director Gus Nurenda has called on the government to adopt a more flexible approach in promoting freedom of expression, stressing that doing so would enhance good governance and foster greater citizen participation. And the UN warned on Friday that a cholera outbreak is threatening the lives of refugees from Sudan's Darfur region while basic resources run short. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube with the handle RCV News.